This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala s-salah. Hayya 'ala s-salah. Hayya 'ala al-falah. Hayya 'ala al-falah. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. La ilaha illallah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وأطهر المرسلين شفيع المذنبين وحبيب رب العالمين محمد صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the most merciful, all praise is due to Allah. We bear witness that no one is worthy of worship but Allah, and we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is indeed his final messenger. The best of speech is the book of Allah. The best of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who listen to the best of speech, the book of Allah, and follow its commandments. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who come to know the best of ways, the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and make us amongst his followers. Allahumma ameen, Allahumma ameen, Allahumma ameen. Ya ahbaba rasulillahi salawatu rabbi wa salamuhu alayhi, ma sa'alta umman, aw sa'alta aban, ma turiduna fi dunya, illa wa qalu, سعادة أبنائنا في الدارين اللهم اجعلنا وإياكم منهم Ask any parent, father, mother, ask them, what is it that you desire most? And most, if not all, are all going to say, we want to see our families good. We want to see our children happy. We want to see our children successful. And to us, believers, We want to see our families happy and we want to see our children successful both in this life as well as in the hereafter. And may Allah grant us this, Ya Rabbal Alameen. However, good families, awesome families, don't accidentally happen. Average families accidentally happen. But good families, awesome families, happy families, and that requires work. That requires sacrifice. It requires things to be done. And as they say, having a good family is like cultivating a garden. A beautiful garden just does not happen. You've got to weed it. You've got to nurture it. You've got to nurture it. You've got to water it. You've got to clean it. You've got to plant it. You've got to take care of it so that you have a good, beautiful garden. As the story goes, this man buys a house, and in front of his house, he has this big front yard, and he calls in a landscape engineer. And he tells him, I want you to get me this very special kind of grass that will not allow weeds to grow. And I want you to get me special kind of trees that will grow but will not crack, you know, the sidewalk. And I want you to get me sprinkler systems that will operate in this way. And I want you... So the engineer looked at him and he said, sir, let me tell you this. If you want a beautiful garden, you have to be willing to do some gardening. You can't just wait for it to happen. You will have to do some gardening. And now what we see here is, I work very hard. I get my children everything that they want. But it's not exemplifying itself, imbibing itself in them being happy. We just don't experience that anymore. What is going on? So inshallah, today we'll be sharing 5 suggestions to help us achieve potentially that awesome, good, happy family. What they found out, number one, is that good, awesome families spend time together. Ata narrates a story. He said, Zurtu ana wa ibn Umayr Aisha Umm al-Mu'mineen radiallahu anha. Ibn Hibban narrates this hadith where he said that Ata and Ibn Umayr, they visited Aisha, the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. By then, she is the widow of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So they visited her and then they said, Ya Umm al-Mu'mineen, akhbirina an a'jaba ma ra'ayti min Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They said, wife of the Prophet of Allah, mother of the believers, you've been with the Prophet, peace be upon him. We want you to tell us as to the most amazing, the most wondrous, the most interesting thing that you have seen from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قَالُوا فَسَكَتَتْ هُنَيْهَا. Said that Aisha paused. And then she said, كَانَ كُلُّ أَمْرُهُ عَجَبًا. She said, to begin with, all of his affairs were amazing, interesting, and wonderful. But then she decided to tell a story. She said, في ليلة من الليالي أتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم واضطجع بجانبي حتى مس جلده جلدي. She said, one night, the Prophet, peace be upon him, came, and he was lying next to me. And he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was so close that I can feel his skin on my skin. ثم قال يا عائشة ذريني أتعبد ربي. And then all of a sudden the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Oh Aisha, excuse me, I want to worship my Lord. فقالت يا رسول الله والله إني أحب قربك. She said, Prophet of Allah, by Allah I enjoy your company. وَإِنِّي أُحِبُّ مَا تُحِبْ. And by Allah, Prophet of Allah, I love that which you love. فَقَامَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. So the Prophet of Allah got up. فَتَوَضَّ. And he made wudu, ablution, purified himself. ثُمَّ جَعَلَ يُصَلِّي وَيَبْكِي. And then the Prophet of Allah, she said, he started praying and he started crying. حَتَّى ابْتَلَّتْ خُدُودُهُ. Until his cheeks were wet. حتى ابتلت لحيته, until his beard now is wet, until his clothes are now dripping, his tears are dripping into what he is wearing, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قالت حتى أتى الفجر. And he was doing this, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, until it was Fajr time, when Bilal came to wake him up. يريد أن يوقظه بلال. فقال يا رسول الله كل هذا وقد غفر الله لك ما تقدم من ذنبك وما تأخر. Said Prophet of Allah, all of this, even though Allah has promised to forgive you your past, future, present sins, you do this. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أفلا أكون عبدا شكورا Should I not be a grateful servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَاللَّهِ لَقَدْ أُنزِلَ عَلَيَّ الْيَوْمَ آيَاتٍ وَيْلٌ لِّمَنْ قَرَأَهَا وَلَمْ يَتَفَكَّرْ فِيهَا. It has been revealed to me tonight verses. Woe to those who recite it and do not reflect upon it. And then he started reciting towards the end of Surah Al-Imran, Surah number 3. السؤال, وين الأمر العجب? The question is, now that Aisha tells the story, we want to know where is the amazing part? Where is the amazing part? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam crying? We've seen that before. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praying at night? We've seen that before. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being grateful? We've seen that before. So where is the amazing part? Some people say that the amazing part is where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Dharini ata'abbadu Rabbi." Some people say that the amazing part is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asking or excusing himself by asking Aisha. Because see, this is her time. This is her time, and he's saying that this is your time, but with your permission, I would like to worship my Lord. So they said the amazing part, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't say, I'm about to go and pray, so you know what, this time is me time. He said that this was your time, but I need your permission to do so. No, families nowadays, too exhausted, too tired, too busy, too serious, there isn't really much time taking place. They had a study. And they ask parents, how many of you believe that dinner time is important to be eaten together? 84% of the parents said, we believe that dinner to be eaten with the family is important. And what they found out is that only 50% of families eat dinner together. They had a comparison, how it was back in the 1960s, that families spent dinner time was a thing that people did 7 days a week. Even with the 50% of the parents who eat dinner together, it found out that only 3 times a week that people were doing this. The most important thing to give our families is time. Time to talk. Time to get to know one another. Time to teach. You know, saying that even when parents nowadays, when we talk to our children, even the conversations that we have revolve around schedules, most of it. We need to leave by this time because we need to get there by this time. We need to get this done and we get to get that done. If it's not about scheduling, it's about the homework. And how are you doing at school? And how are you not doing at school? And you need to study for this and you need to study for that. And by then, we were already too exhausted, too tired, and too so and so. Number two. So the first one is spend time. They also found out, research, they said that awesome families, happy families, tend to have fun and play with one another. In other words, don't just endure life, enjoy life. There is so much hard work that's going on, and the question is, towards what end? When do you take a vacation? When do you spend time together? When do you play with one another? When do you be silly with one another? When do you do this? Finding out that one common denominator amongst families that are experiencing more happiness than others, say that a common denominator amongst them, that families have fun together. Common thing that we see nowadays. Kids come from school, eat or don't eat, they go upstairs, everybody is either on their laptop or everybody is on their phone or somebody turned on the TV, and people are just no longer talking to one another. There isn't really much fun. And sadly, most of the fun that is taking place outside the family not within the family. Part of it is you've got to have fun with your family. Third point, mind your words. إخواني سبحان الله الكلمات والله إما أنها تبعث الروح أو أنها تقتل الروح. Words have power. They can either lift our spirits or they can crush our spirits. That is the power of a word. Said this before. You know, we human beings, it is impossible to recall physical pain. You get up and you bump your knee on the table. You had a surgery. You broke a bone. You can speak about your pain all you want. It is humanly impossible to recall physical pain. You can talk about how COVID was bad for you. You can talk about how bad this happened. You can never, humanly impossible, to recall physical pain. But we can recall emotional pain inflicted on us by the words that the people around us used. Now, when you hear, man, the family, the words that are exchanged between a wife and a husband and the type of insults and the verbal abuse that takes place, أعوذ بالله من سخط الله يا ربي عافينا وإياكم الله يا ربي عافينا وإياكم. Now, we are invited as believers to celebrate the gift of speech. يا إخواني رب العالمين أخذ ميثاق على بني إسرائيل وأن تقولوا للناس حسنا. Part of the covenant that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took with Bani Israel is that when you speak to people, you speak with splendid words, with good words, with beautiful words. And it seems that this is an art that is missing nowadays. We no longer mind our words, especially with our loved ones, especially with our families. Insulting, demeaning, devaluing. You can't do that. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, إخواني الكلمة الطيبة صدقة. A good word uttered by you is an act of charity. People feel good when we say good things to them. People feel good when our words are encouraging. People feel better when our words are loving. People feel better when our words are positive, when our words are forgiving, when our words are kind. It makes those around us feel better. Subhanallah, as long as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam lived, nobody ever came and complained that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said something to me that was not nice. Certainly, absolutely, not his family. Very important is we've got to mind our words. We've got to mind our words. يا إخوان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول ليس المؤمن بالفاحش ولا المتفحش ولا البذيء ليس المؤمن باللعان ولا بالطعان. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said certainly a believer is not one who is vulgar. A believer is not one who uses profanity. A believer is not one who curses and insults. This is not the behavior of a believer, not with our children and not with our spouses. Fourth, التغاضي والتراضي. You know, there is an art in the Arab culture, and they refer to it as this idea of being agreeability and the ability to overlook or pretend that you did not see. What they're talking about is this notion of be wise about picking your battles. يا أخي تخير المعارك التي تخاض. Not everything needs to become a battle. And when you look and hear what people fight over, sadly, it is insignificant. It is very similar. Why are you making a big deal of this? Why are you making a battle out of this? The other day, a brother said, man, my wife and I, we got into this very heated debate. We argued over 2 hours and we almost got divorced. I said, brother, what was your fight over? And he said, nah, I don't remember, but I know it was a big fight. You really mean to tell me 2 hours that almost ended in divorce, you don't remember what it was over? What happens is that everything is becoming a battle. So what do? Ittaghadi, intentionally overlooking. Not because you don't see it, not because you're silly. To the contrary, man, that is how life just keeps going. You see what you see, but you just smile and just let it go. Not everything needs to turn into a big deal. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ummu Anas atat al-Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Umm Salama came with her son Anas, 10 years old. Qalat ya Rasulallah, hadha Unais ja'a liyakhdimuk. She said, Prophet of Allah, this is my son Anas. And she called him Unais. This is my baby. And hereby, Prophet of Allah, he is being designated to serve you, Prophet of Allah. Now this kid is here to serve the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His mother is taking joy in, my child is going to be the servant of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Anas ibn Malik tells a story. And what does he say? قال والله خدمت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم 10 سنين. He said, by Allah, I was serving the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم for 10 years. فما قال لي قط لشيء فعلته لما فعلته أو لشيء لم أفعله لما لم تفعل. He said, in these 10 years, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم never said to me, to something that I have done, why did you do it? Or something that I did not do, why did you not do it? Of course, in 10 years, he certainly made mistakes. In fact, we are aware of the mistakes that he radiallahu anhu made. He tells a story, قال بعثني النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في حاجة. He said, the Prophet of Allah sent me to do something for him. في الطريق وجدت صبية يلعبون. And on my way to do what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has asked for, he said, I found some kids playing. فلعبت معهم. And I started playing with them. قال فجاءني النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم came to me as I was playing. Now, you want to scold the child, you want to rebuke the child, you want to be critical of him, and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is touching and rubbing his ears and saying, يا ذا الأذنين. He said, Anas, you've got 2 big ears, I sent you to do this, and here you are playing. And he صلى الله عليه وسلم was loving and kind in the way that he did it. So what do? Not everything needs to be a big deal. Ya khoui, kabbir dmaghak wa arih qalbak. So what do? He said that practice some wisdom and bring peace to your heart. Not everything needs to become a big deal. Finally, arrifq ya akhwan. Being kind. نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إذا أحب الله أهل بيت أدخل فيهم الرفق يا رب اجعلنا وإياكم منهم وفي رواية إذا أراد الله خيرا بأهل بيت أدخل فيهم الرفق. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, when Allah loves a household, Allah brings kindness in their midst. In another narration, it says that when Allah intends good for a household, Allah brings kindness in their midst. May Allah make us amongst them. See, we can be very critical. We can be very cruel. We said, actually, life is more beautiful when we are kind to those who are around us. شوف يا اخوان سبحان الله في لطيفة في الدين عندنا. الدين يعرف الإنسان بحقوقه. لكن الدين يصير على أنك أنت تقوم بواجباتك. There's something beautiful in our deen. The deen wants you to be aware of your rights. But the emphasis is on you fulfilling your obligations. Well, other people are not doing it. Be aware of your rights. But more important, the deen says, is you fulfill your obligations. What does that mean? Being kind to those who are kind to you does not make you kind. That's not a big deal. Of course, it's very easy to be kind to those who are kind to you. It's very easy to be thoughtful towards those who are thoughtful towards you. It's very easy to be courteous towards those who are courteous towards you, but that is not where our character shines. Our character shines when, despite the rudeness of the others, you remain to be a lady. You remain to be a gentleman. You remain to be good, and that is when we say, and that is beautiful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all this beauty, ya Rabbil Alameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum fastaghfiruh. إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى الصلاة والسلام على رسوله المصطفى وعلى من بآثاره اقتفى. من لطائف القرآن الأحكام الشرعية فيه قليلة. You know, one of the beauties of the Quran is that the do's and the don'ts, legal aspects and legal matters, are very minimal. Ibn al-Qayyim believes it to be 150 verses. Out of over 6,000 verses, that comes to about 2% of the Quran deals with legal matters. طب وين العجيب؟ ربع آيات الأحكام في القرآن تتعلق بالأسرة. ربع آيات الأحكام في القرآن تتعلق بالأسرة. You know, these legal verses in the Quran are minimal, but then what's really, really amazing about it is that 25% of it, one-fourth of it, deals with the family-related issues. That is just another way of expressing how important it is, this notion of a family in the Quran. But if we want a happy family, a good family, an awesome family, and may Allah grant us all, ya Rabbil Alameen, happy and good and awesome families, there's got to be work done on our part. Point is not just to belong to a family, but to actually enjoy the belonging to that family. You know, when you look into places like Gaza, looking places into like Lebanon now, looking to places like what is happening in Florida, what are people worried about? People are not worried about their buildings. Saddened by it, but they're not worried about their buildings. They're not worried about their properties. What is their main concern? My family. Everybody's talking about their family. I don't want my family murdered as they are doing in Gaza. I don't want my family killed and murdered in Lebanon. I don't want my family to be, you know, to die as it's happening in Florida. And may Allah keep them all safe, ya Rabbil Alameen. But you know that? Everybody longs and everybody wants their family to be around with them. So once again, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep our families strong. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep our families together. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring kindness and love and respect and courtesy in our midst, ya Rabbal Alameen. If any of us or our loved ones are going through difficult times, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease our pain. If any of us or our loved ones are not feeling well, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a full and a speedy recovery. If any of us or our loved ones are going through difficult times, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease our difficulties. Any of our loved ones passed away, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless their souls. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina azab an-nar. Ibadallah, inna Allah ya'muru bil adl wal ihsani wa ita'i dhil qurba. وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله. Our brother Muhammad Zakaria just went through a surgery. Please keep him in your dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him a full and speedy recovery, ya رب العالمين. استووا واستقيموا واعتدلوا. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. إن المتقين في جنات وعيون ادخلوها بسلام آمنين ونزعنا ما في صدورهم من غل إخوانا على سرر متقابلين لا يمسهم فيها نصب وما هم منها بمخرجين نبئ عبادي أني أنا الغفور الرحيم وأن عذابي هو العذاب الأليم نبئ عبادي أني أنا الغفور الرحيم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والذين لا يشهدون الزور وإذا مروا باللغو مروا كراما والذين إذا ذكروا بآيات ربهم لم يخروا عليها صما وعميانا والذين يقولون ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله اللهم انت السلام لا اله
الا الله الناس السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear brothers and sisters, with the elections being about 5.5 weeks away from now, there's a lot of frustration in the community in terms of the direction and the sort of guidance given to the community. So I'm going to announce to you three events that are coming up that are important, so pay attention to this. Three events, three weekends, so after that I'll go and you guys can go. First one is next Friday. There's a local group here in Memphis, mashallah, they're doing voter registration and they'll be setting up a session here after Maghrib. Between Maghrib to Isha, there'll be community leaders and activists within the community that will be talking about the major issues that are being discussed in this election season. and a general sort of voter registration drive will be happening next Friday. So book your calendar for next Friday. That Sunday, so 4th is a Friday, 6th, which is a Sunday, there's a session coming up on the miracles of the Quran. Why is this important? Because when there's so much frustration on what's going on in this dunya and all around the globe, what this program will aim to do is to rekindle that relationship with the Quran. Because one of the only ways you can get away from what's happening in the world is by rekindling and coming back to the Quran. It is to raise our children with the Quran in their hearts. That will be one of the main objectives for all of the parents and the school teachers and the activists within Memphis. That program is starting on Sunday. Inshallah ta'ala, you'll see the ads on the TV up there. 2 weeks later, none other than Sheikh Yasir Qadhi is coming back to Memphis. So inshallah ta'ala, we want all of you to attend that program that's happening on October 20th, Sunday, October 20th. That same weekend, that same day in fact, Sunday, it's a day-long festive environment because the fall picnic is happening that day. Fall picnic happening from between 2 to 6 p.m., followed by Sheikh Yasir Qadhi will stand here, will sit here, will speak to the audience here on sponsoring and doing legal halal loans for students for Memphis. So this is an endowment fund that is being established. He's going to come and set that off, inshallah ta'ala. That's the second weekend. Weekend after that, 25th weekend, CARE, the national organization that you all know, will come and speak about, this is like 10 days before the election. They will come and speak about some of the most pertinent things that Muslims need to worry about at the workplace, at the school, at the university and college environment, and what are the rights of Muslims in these environments. They will come and give a day-long workshop. So several things going on. I know you have something, give me a minute. Also, there's an Umrah trip happening. So this is bonus announcement now. Umrah trip happening from MIC, Sheikh Yasir Fazaga himself, and our beloved Samir Mansour are going to be the main organizers for that. So see the flyer, and inshallah ta'ala, you can attend that trip with us. And you have something, brother?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You all know next week it's going to be 1 year for the genocide that has happened in Palestine. May Allah bless whoever is injured, whoever is standing there, and bless everyone here standing for them. So I have a couple of quick announcements. On next Saturday, October the 5th, the Mid-South Anti-Apartheid Coalition with a couple of other groups, they are organizing a protest in Memphis downtown. It's going to be Saturday, October 5th at 2 p.m. Saturday, October 5th at 2 p.m., Memphis downtown. It's going to be by the City Hall, and it's going to be at 2 o'clock. That's Saturday, October 6th. Then October 7th, Sunday, GMMC are organizing a car rally number 3. We did 2 car rallies. Car rally number 3 is going to be October 6th. So the least we could do is attend, protest, say something. I have a little story. A lot of people, they think, okay, well, you know, Palestine, you know, I'm not from there. Well, my family are here. They're safe. It really matters. There is a little story. I have a farm here and I have a barn. So I read that story. It really stuck to my head. There's a farmer. He had a farm. He had a barn. In the barn, he has cows, sheep, chicken. He had also a mice. He bought a trap for the mice. The snake was passing by, got trapped by the mice trap. So at that time, the mice told the cows and the rats and the chicken, hey, there's a mice. They said, we don't care. That trap is for you. It's not for us. It's a mice trap. So the next day, the farmer's wife was going to collect the eggs. She got bitten by the snake that was trapped in the mice trap. She got sick. The farmer went to kill the chicken to feed his wife. So the chicken are gone. She got really sick, more than that. A lot of people, they start coming. So he went to kill the sheep to feed the people. Then she died. He ended up killing the cows to feed everyone else came for the funeral. But that really stuck to my head. Everyone here or in the world, like, they don't care about Palestine too much. They said, okay, well, it's not us. It's not our kids. We're fine. It's really going to affect us. It's going to affect every Muslim, every Arab. It's a shame on us that, you know, we don't really do what we really supposed to be doing more. At least let's do the dua. Let's you know, whenever there's a fundraising, let's help out. Third, when there's a protest, it's a peaceful protest. We're not going to be doing anything wrong. It's peaceful protest. All we're doing is trying to remind everyone that these people are getting killed, that over here we are, the U.S. funding the genocide for 1 year, funding the genocide. So we need to say stop this. So please join the two protests Saturday and Sunday, October 5th and October 6th. Thank you so much. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.